Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. It's a Tuesday. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's get those questions going for Ask Adam Anything. Less than 30 minutes away. Text away. 651-989-9226. He is teased that I should ask him about his work slippers. At this house, they are occasionally called sleepers. Carla, with their accent, calls them sleepers. So we'll ask Adam about his sleepers later on. Jamie Yukis is with us. Some serious with Jamie on this disgusting individual, Jared Porter. And the always attractive penis pictures, because, I mean, it's who doesn't want to see that? That works every time. And just the level of harassment this guy showed. Had some fun with Jamie also on other topics. And then Representative Pat Garofalo, topic we've covered many times, so have others, sports gambling. It's booming across the country. Will it ever take place in our state? And the representative will join us at 2:05. At this point tomorrow, we will have the 46th president of the United States, Joseph. It's Robinette, right?
I believe that's it. Yeah, I'll double check it, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
Do we know the history of that?
I want to say it's unique. A family name.
Is it a family name? Okay. Joseph Robinette Biden. So I want to talk about him the first couple segments. For folks who are willing to be objective, for folks who actually care about their country, and it's not dictated solely by, unless my party is the president, that pretty much ends it. And by the way, there's folks on both sides of that, okay? Because over and over again we heard, not my president regarding Donald Trump. Didn't agree with him at all, but he absolutely was your president. He was president of the United States. You may have been embarrassed by him. You may have never supported him. You may have head shaking all the time. But he was the president of the United States. Still is for another day. So for Joe Biden to show you that he is an effective president, what do you need to see? He is facing a long list of challenges. Now, let's say again, he's not facing our country at war at this point, with the caveat we do have significant troops in Iraq, in Syria, in Afghanistan, right? But it's different than the other presidents. But with the pandemic, with the economy, with the civil unrest, with an impeachment trial, it is a daunting responsibility. What does he need to show you that you will now see some normalcy? You will now feel like there are adults there. You will feel like that, you know what? You're wary about the size of government that Joe Biden might bring in. You are still disappointed that Donald Trump didn't win. But you know what? These first couple weeks or these first couple months, he's getting things done. And you can still philosophically disagree, but then support him. Or you can, you voted for him, like 81 million people did, and you feel validation because this guy is getting things done. The most obvious one to me, Adam, is the vaccine situation. It's great, as we've said over and over again, that Operation Warp Speed, with so many people, including the administration, provided us with the opportunity of the vaccines. It's amazing. But unless they're in our arms, it's a hypothetical. So the amazing ends quickly. And it can't just be the federal government. We still have the state government. We just had Alex Azar, who lied in the last 10 days, saying, we're going to send all our reserves out there. They were all gone. I mean, how does this buffoon defend that? We're going to send them out. There's none left at that time. So what can they show with efficiencies? How can they work with states? Is it just money? It's not. How can they show us that as challenging as this is, and when we say, hey, we're going to say people 65 and older are now eligible, well, that's great if you actually have the vaccines. You actually have the efficacy, the efficiency to get that done. So that's one for me. The Biden administration is in charge a day from now. What can they show you that they are going to be efficient? Far from, I mean, they're not going to be flawless. Nobody is. There'll be screw-ups. There'll be major screw-ups like every administration. But what can they show you? For me, it's vaccines. Right when we get back, Adam and Dan and you, 651-989-9226. All right, get some text coming in here, folks. What can the Biden administration show you early where you can say, this works? That boom, snap of the fingers, COVID is gone. That's not going to happen. And it can't just be, I hated Trump, I hated the Trump administration, so anything is better. I get that. But what more can they show you? Adam, what do you need to see early from this administration?
The list begins and ends with getting a control of the pandemic, and that list begins and ends with getting vaccines to Americans. And the problem is while you're thinking that, and while I'm thinking that too, that that would be a great thing for any of us to think that there won't be the, wow, of course, during the Trump administration, all the states did that on purpose. They messed around with it on purpose just to bring him down. And now, sure enough, Biden's in charge, and suddenly the vaccines are magically appearing and getting to places they need to be. Because there's going to be a lot of that, you know. So any success in that area, there's a large percentage of the population that just won't buy it. But who cares? People, I care about Americans surviving. So,
No matter the party. No matter who you supported.
The getting control of the pandemic is job number one.
Dan, what do you think?
I think you guys are right, but I would add to that, I mean, again, clear topic number one is fixing the vaccine rollout and getting that to where it needs to be. But not too terribly far behind it is the stimulus package, because we've been complaining all along that all of the shutdowns that are happening trying to protect people need desperately to be coupled with economic stimulus to keep some of these businesses from going under, or as many of these businesses as can be kept from going under. And the president-elect has an ambitious plan. Was it $1.4
trillion,
$1.9 trillion? What was the number?
$1.9.
$1.9 trillion. I mean, that's a big one.
Your salary.
Close to it. That's a big – so, you know, okay, can you get this done? Can you get this through the Senate, essentially? I mean, the House shouldn't have too much trouble passing it. But can you get enough Republican senators on board to get this through the Senate? Because he's been talking about the relationships that he has with folks over there. He's been talking about unity. He's been talking about working together. Okay, now this is the test of it. Can you get this package or a similar package through the United States Senate? Let's see what he can do.
And I also think that the control of the COVID-19 pandemic, I'd be I think it has to come without further lockdowns. I think we're done with it. And I think that vaccine rollout has to be so efficient that we can prevent further lockdowns from happening.
Listen, you have more information out there in the last few days, and this has come up before. There's a split on lockdowns. There's still more who say they are effective, but you have some folks who aren't just, you know, doctors because they found it on a college on a the matches and became, you know, Dr. Feelgood, Dr. Love, who are questioning lockdowns. I go back on that, though, Adam, because I get what you're saying, to what Mike Ostrom said to this show 5 days ago, that the next 6 to 8 weeks may be the worst of the pandemic because of the variant. The new CDC director saying today that we might get to 500,000 dead in February. There's some symbolism as Donald Trump is leaving without all the downplaying he did of COVID, that 400,000 people will pass that horrific number, 400,000 individuals. So I get what you're saying. And I've said things like that before. I think we just have to, the caveat of what is the unknown out there. But you're right on the political implications of that, Adam, because for the folks who were just diehard President Trump supporters or skeptics who were fearful that Biden wouldn't respect the economy as much as they wanted him to and were fearful this would happen, that would further divide the country on a political side. How about this text? Because I'm glad this person brought this up. I would have liked to see Biden have people on both sides of the aisle in his cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't that happen? You know, Barack Obama had Bob Gates as the Secretary of Defense. He had Chuck Hagel. Joe Biden's Mr. Bipartisan. Why don't we have multiple Republicans? I'm not saying QAnon clowns, you know, who are trying to overthrow the government. Let's just be clear. And the bizarreness of what they believe in is frightening. But Adam and Dan, isn't that fair? I don't know if they turned him down.
That's what I'm wondering. Do we know that he's offered? Because, you know, a lot of the mainstream, what I call the traditional conservative Republicans, either rejected that party already, or because I'm like thinking of a Colin Powell. But yeah, I guess
Colin
don't.
Powell's not a Republican anymore.
Well, he isn't anymore.
Yeah.
At least by title.
Yep.
But I'm just wondering, how much effort has been done to try to get a Republican or two in the cabinet?
Because the equally valid speculation is that the left of Biden's own party pushed back against him adding a Republican to the cabinet.
Because I don't remember any reporting on said person offered the job. We had a lot of speculation, but I don't remember that. Someone says a pony. I won't like Joe unless he buys me a pony. This is a little bit of Ask Adam Anything, too. If tomorrow Laura Oakes bought you a pony, Adam, what would you do with it?
I got to give it to the kids, but I don't know where I'd keep a pony.
I mean, in the backyard? What sort of regulations do we have?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it just
a regular pet?
I don't know. I mean, I'm in the lovely city of Plymouth. Right now, I don't have a fence at my place. I have a moat, you know, for security, and I've got, you know, armed guards, but I don't have fence. If I built a fence and I just had a horse I bought from PA at Canterbury, how do you think that would play out?
Yeah, I would think you need a kind of some code upgrades to have a horse or two. But I mean, you see plenty of places with people who have horses.
I have to go maybe a mile to find people who have horses in the lovely city of Medina. But what if I was on the horse and headed, you know, like headed to the grocery store and various other places?
It's been my goal for I would love to get around on a horse.
More text here. I'm a simple man with meager demands. A basic grasp of reality would go a long way for me. How much will that matter? Just normalcy. Typical. What just has rarely happened the last 4 years. That's not enough. Let's be clear about it. But, Adam, don't you think a lot of people are craving for that?
Oh, 100%. But again, that's another one where, okay, we didn't talk about President Biden today, and there's going to be people, so see, everybody just lets him get a pass.
Yeah.
We had to scrutinize every little thing that President Trump did.
Mm-hmm. Are we surprised that immigration is going to be as front and center as it is with Biden? Because I am. Should be resolved. It's embarrassing that this country, from Ronald Reagan through Donald Trump to now Joe Biden starting, can't come up with some policy positions that those on the far left and far right aren't going to like, but most of America can. But it's, as we know, Adam, it can be a very divisive issue. And it appears from the statements yesterday, including the path for citizenship, which is just going to fire up the Trump base, I'm a little skeptical. Now, the comeback is Obama talked a big game on that and really didn't get a damn thing done.
I got another one, too. The one that we thought at the start of at the dawn of 2017 that we thought might be something that would bring at least a couple of sides together, infrastructure.
Yep. For sure.
You know, if you're building, if you're repairing roads and bridges and making travel of, and people see people working and making our roads and bridges better and things like that, I think that would do that would go a long way for the national psyche.
I agree, 100%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.